My name's Melinda Cotton. I've lived in Belmont Shore near the beach for 30 years. Last week, the chair of your Sustainable City Commission, Gordana Cager, spoke to you about her opposition to the proposed $5 million beach pedestrian path, which is now a coastal commission. I'm here tonight to add my observations and concerns and ask that the city withdraw its application for that path. Last Tuesday, the council was told that the construction application was pending at the Coastal Commission. And actually, the application is on the commission's agenda for its meeting here in Long Beach only 3 weeks from now, the June 12th to 14th meeting. I learned this a week ago Monday, and that was confirmed to me by coastal staff yesterday. There are many reasons this application should be withdrawn. First, we should not be paving over 186,000 square feet of natural sandy beach on the ocean side of the existing path. And a project of this magnitude should not have gone to coastal without extensive community and stakeholder involvement and well-noticed hearings before the Planning Commission and City Council. And this has not happened. The council was told last night there had been extensive outreach concerning this project. Having observed and participated in this outreach process since March of last year, I must question how it was conducted. The outreach was in the form of presentations of what was already designed and engineered and planned. These presentations were to half a dozen neighborhood groups, the Surfrider Foundation, and receive and file presentations to the Park and Recreation Commission and Sustainable City Commission. No presentations were made to the Marine Advisory Commission, nothing to the Planning Commission. Many of us ask why the new 20-foot wide path and buffer zone could be placed on the inland side of the existing path. Staff's response was that it was too expensive. To demonstrate that the existing path is overcrowded, the presentation included the photos you saw last week of the current path, totally crammed with runners and labeled existing conditions. We know now these were Long Beach Marathon photos. These same three photos are labeled existing conditions, are in the Coastal Commission file folder I looked at yesterday in the Commission office in Long Beach. And an astounding lack of outreach appears to be the restaurant and business owners and others near the Belmont Pier. The city plans to eliminate 32 valuable parking spaces right next to the pier in order to put in a new bike and pedestrian ramp. I spoke to the longtime manager of the Belmont Brewing Company yesterday, and he knew nothing about losing 32 parking spaces or the construction planned. So again, I ask you that you withdraw this from the Coastal Commission agenda and send it back to all the proper hearing agencies and the stakeholders in the community. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Cotton. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Just ask questions. Melinda, could I just ask you a quick question? You have pictures that were in the coastal packet submitted by the city. Is that accurate?
What I have in front of me is...
I was told they were not.
I saw them yesterday. What I have in my hand, because I was not able to get copies, what I have in my hand is the presentation to the Belmont Heights Community Association in November. But in the Coastal Commission folder, there are two pages containing these three exact photos.
And those are of the marathon, the day of the marathon?
They're called existing conditions, and they're masses of runners. There's never masses of runners like this except at the marathon. And Gordana Cager last week identified them as marathon photos. I'm picking up from what she stated, and just the fact that I think if any of you look at these, who have ever been at the beach, you don't see anything like this. The whole path is totally crammed with runners.
Thank you.
And those are presented to the commission.
Thank you.
Within the folder.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Mayor, members of the council.
Ms. Frick.
Yes, may I respond? As you know, last week Gordana brought that to our attention, indicating that that was part of the city's Coastal Commission application, and we indicated it was not. We talked to Chuck Posner of the Coastal Commission to clarify the confusion, and actually it is not part of the city's application. Ms. Cotton, in fact, provided that presentation to Coastal Commission staff back in November, And Chuck Posner just put that in the city's file, because what they do is they put all of the communications that come in from members of the public in the file application of any pending permit. So it is not part of the city's application. It was submitted by Ms. Cotton, and when members of the public ask to look at the file for the project, of course, they're looking at not only the city's application, but all the material that's been submitted by members of the public. So that's why there's confusion.
Thank you. Thanks for the clarification.
Can we just get one more clarification, Mr. Mayor? She stated they're going to remove 32 parking spaces, probably at the foot of the pier. I mean, there's probably only, what, 80 in there. That's not accurate, is it?
Not to my knowledge, but I will drill down on that and then get back to the council.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. We'll now move to the consent calendar.